Well, I sort of ran out of time, or either that, or I went into a signal dead zone. But what I want to say is that that if you're in distance education, it's like you really want to be proactive. But even as you're trying to be proactive, you find yourself behind the eight ball at every turn, because it's a new world every time you open your eyes. There's something subtly different about how you're having to create your product, deliver your product, or about the student and their situation. And every single element and component in that equation has to be adjusted and reviewed before the solution is deployed every time. Otherwise, you'll find that the quality will degrade, and it will degrade quickly. You'll be shocked at how one critical thing, for example, not being able to access one little aspect of your online piece, or not realizing that how your students are actually going to be accessing the internet, for example, they'll be doing it when they're in port, once every couple of weeks. And that's really going to make a difference if you've rigidly designed your course so that it requires checking in every day or every 2 days or 3 days. And same with assessment. If you've made it so that they can only do it in this timed, interactive online environment, what happens when they have a signal problem or if they need to basically do it paper and pen in a proctored environment? The list goes on and on. And, I mean, I don't want to have to go through all the, you know, permutations of what is, in essence, a matrix of possibilities. Essentially, what I'd like to talk about is how to keep yourself up to date and think flexibly so that you are able to align those needs based on the needs analysis. And here I'm pointing to and hitting on the idea of a needs analysis. Doesn't have to be rigid or anything, but it needs to be engaged and embarked upon and done well. And then you need to know how to pinpoint where the changes are and where you can make changes, how to make the changes, and then how to communicate that in such a way that it's doable. I mean, simple is good, but to make solutions simple requires a lot of planning. And the things that I see, the paradigm shift that I'm seeing that happened, like, again, a nanosecond ago, is that students do no longer want to be trapped and chained to a computer to do their online course. They don't want to have to have a live connection to be online. So that means that they want to be able to carry the content with them anytime, any place. A digital book, more or less, but it's more interactive than that. You can actually save some of the results of some of the activities, sort of like a game, an Xbox, where you start and stop wherever you... But in certain ways, it seems like, hey, well, isn't this a full circle? We're back to correspondence course. Is that, like, not a book? But it's different because, and tapes, whatever, you know, but it's different because the nature of digital means that you can change the downloadable element instantaneously so that you can make sure that you're adapting your content to their needs. You're not stuck with a pre-published book, stuck with these pre-published materials. So slightly different. And it's also miniaturized. You can download the stuff into like a Palm Pilot-sized PDA. A Dell Axum is what the Coast Guard is advocating. The other side of it is that you can download audio files onto iPods, digital players that will play any place. And they'll hold up to, you know, many minutes of text. The third one is movies. You know, why not do it so that you can play it on your telephone? You know, if you have the kind of, okay, you know, that's saving a lot.